Jesus so much.
And
we found ourselves being told to love God with all our hearts and with all our souls and with all our strength. And we still handle the way we can give up all our hearts. And God moves on to tell us schemes of our own hearts, which can hinder ourselves give up all of us to Him. Because some of the last things He told us, He told us that our hearts are always on this world. And most of us, it's hard for our hearts to be within heaven. For where your treasures are, there your heart is also.
But
it's been very hard for us in the past seasons, our hearts to be within heaven.
And
we've been thinking much of this world and its fullness,
and
desiring of different ways.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So much.
But we move on to be changing our hearts. And today we want to see how God prunes us with hard hearts. You first gather your spirit and your heart, and you get more strengthened. And God moves on to work with you. Praise Jesus so much. And you get strengthened, and you get so much courageous.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Then God will be with you. But how can you do that? The way to fill the words of God in your heart, that God can write them in your heart, is how you can get more empowered with the strength and the power in the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But in all, we first tell you, some of the things which hinder you to get more strengthened, there are the things we've been looking for at some time. And even today we move on to look at them. According to Joshua chapter 1, starting from verse 6 to 10, God is always ready to be with us. But if our hearts don't get so strengthened to get determined in the word, and even our heart spirit to give it totally to Him and all our strength, it gets to be very hard for God to be with you. And even though you hold yourself to Him,
there
are people we are tying ourselves unto God. But He is having things He demands which can prove that you are on Him. To commit all your heart, all your life, and all your strength. Let's look and see.
Joshua esule soka onyolo mkaga.
Joshua 1 verse 6.
Damu amanyi gumo moyo kubanga gwe oliba sikiza abantu bano enseno generalira bajjaja babo okujibawa. Naye mara okuddamu amanyi n'okugume nnyo omwoyo.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Kitufu osobola okutuusa omuntu.
Truly you can
kisuubizo kya Katonda.
Reach someone in the promise of God.
Ebisinga bwe tuba tubuulira enjiri.
Many times as we preach the gospel,
obanga tugiwuliriza.
Oh, and we listen to it.
Amaanyi gaffe gaggwaawo nnyo.
Our strength always goes away.
Era ne bwe tuba tuwulidde ebigambo by'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Though we've heard words of the kingdom of God,
ne tutaguma mutima gwaffe.
And we don't get strengthened in heart.
Omwoyo gwaffe okuddamu nnyama.
Our spirit to get so much courageous.
Ebigambo ebyo bye tuwulira tebisobola tukola mu makulu.
Those words we hear cannot do a work in us.
Era tebisobola kutugasa.
And they cannot benefit us.
Katonda ebiseera ebisinga agamba,
God many times He says,
oba olina osooka okuddamu nnyama.
You have to first get strengthened.
N'okuguma ennyo omwoyo.
And to get more courageous.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Hold
on the things God is telling you. He told us the heart has its own schemes. It has its words it kept long time. Those are what more weaken you. It's what you call your own weakness. You call them your moods and your character. But God never works with a weak heart. And we know He calls us to build the house on a rock. Now, when the storm comes, that your house may not fall.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now that heart is what God wants to work with. A heart which has gotten so much strengthened. It's gotten much courageous. Let's move on with here.
Joshua esule soka olunyiro musanvu.
Joshua 1:7.
Naye mala okuddamu amaanyi n'okuguma ennyo omwoyo. Okwekuumanga okukola ng'amateeka gano bwe gali. Musa omuweereza wange ge yakulagira. Tokyamanga okugaleka mu mukono ogwa ddyo newankubadde ogwa kkono. Olyoke oweebwe ng'omukisa buli gy'onoogenda nga yonna.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Omutima gwaffe.
Our hearts. It has four parts within it. It may be the left or the right hand. And it can be of the upper hand or the south. The heart can meander everywhere it wants. But He God tells you, when He puts the word in you, focus on that. For the heart may be directed to head somewhere else.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But He said that that heart, together with your spirit, it must have gained strength. That power which is in the Word of God. And then God will get to work with you. It's hard God to get to work with you.
Though
He's spoken words that you feel they are very powerful. You know, in the Bible we read many powerful words there. Sometimes they seem not have to work as their strength is. For those who listen to them, their hearts are weakened, they have no strength. And they have what we call a weakness in them. Let's move on here.
Joshua esule soka onyolo munana. Ekitabo kino ekyamateeka tekivenga mukamwako. Nayo nokirowolezamu emisana n'ekiro.
Kakati ekizibu kye twesingana.
Now the problem we found.
Omutima gwaffe gulowooza ebintu bingi.
Our heart thinks of many things.
Naye kiba kizibu nnyo okulowooleza mu byawandiikibwa.
But it's hard to think within scriptures.
Basinga babeera balowooleza. Mitawana mingi n'okufumitiriza kungi.
Many are already thinking over many troubles and meditations which is on the mind.
Kubanga ye Katonda bw'ayogera naffe mu Ebulaniya esula ey'okuna.
For when God speaks with us in Hebrews 4.
Onyole 12.
Verse 12.
Agamba ayawula ebirowoozo n'okufumitiriza
okw'omutima. He says he separates the thoughts and the meditation intents of the heart.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ebulaniya esula ey'okuna onyole 12.
Hebrews 4:12.
Akugamba.
He says,
ayawula ebirowoozo.
He separates the thoughts
n'okufumitiriza okw'omutima.
And the attitudes, the intents of the heart.
Kati ye aba akugamba nti ebiseera byonna olina okuba ng'olowoolereza mu byawandiikibwa.
Now he tells you all time you have to think through scriptures.
Naye teeberezaamu ng'obuzibu bubadde buzze.
Imagine when a problem has come.
Birowoozo ki ebisooka okujja?
What thoughts first get in your mind?
Oyinza okufunayo ebyandikwawe eby'amaanyi nga by'olowoolezaamu.
Can you get this? Scriptures of which are of power and you think through them.
And
poverty has struck you. And you remember you have much treasures and riches in heaven. And you remember that the things of the world God can just add them to you.
And
many scriptures power show you authority to provide you. And you think of angels who can bring riches in a twinkle of an eye. Get rich. But our hearts, many times it gets be hard to think through scripture. But it tells us we have to meditate upon them day and night. Here it brings authority of God to manifest. Even God never wants to work with weak vessels. And when you get to be weak, He tries to see that you get strengthened.
asoka kugamba kati gwe soko demu amanyo kirize ebigambo byange.
But he first tells you to get strengthened and first believe this is my word.
Obirowolezenga mwe misana n'ekiro.
And meditate upon them day and night.
Yesu bangi ku bantu mu nsi ababeera bwe
bali. But not many of the people in the world appear to be like that.
Iranga kubenga tubadde mu kanisa okumala ebbanga.
And though we've been in church for some time.
Kibadde kiba kizibu nnyo okulowoleza mu bigambo ebyo.
It's been hard to get to think through those words.
Abantu bangi babuuza ne bagamba.
Many people ask and say.
Naye bannabbi batusomako mu Bible bano.
Prophets read of in the Bible.
N'abatume.
And the apostles.
Baakolanga batya okubanga amaanyi ga Katonda galabisibwa mu bo.
What did they do that the power of God manifested in them?
Baalowoolezanga mu bigambo ebyo ebibagambiddwa Katonda.
They served within the words told of them by God.
Misana na kiro.
Day and night.
Kati ng'ebiseera bye byonna olina okumusiŋŋana ng'ali mu maanyi ga Katonda.
Every time you found them within the power of God.
Mutima gwe nga mugumu.
And their heart is strengthened.
Nga taddirira mu kukkiriza.
And they don't retard in their faith.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Naye era awo we twatuuka ekiseera ekisinga.
But still when it reached many times.
Ffe nga mu kanisa tubanga okulowooza kwaffe mu byawandiikibwa kutono nnyo.
We as the church our thought in scriptures got to be minimal.
Nga tulina ebigambo bingi nnyo ebiringa emboozi.
Many words which seem like stories.
Bingo oyinza okubonyoledde ku story ya musumbaji yagambye bwe yagenda mu America.
Maybe you had held on the story the pastor told you how he traveled in America.
N'asuzibwa mu nyumba eyakabi.
And he was made to sleep in a powerful house.
Ati ng'obwavu bwe bukulumba ng'oli mu kayumba kakabi.
And when poverty strikes you in your funny house.
Otandika okulowoleza mu bigambo by'oli.
You begin to think over the words of your pastor.
Vutya olowoleza mu byawandiikibwa ebitukuvu.
Instead of thinking through the Holy Scriptures.
Katonda si mwetegefu tuukiriza bigambo by'abantu.
God is not ready to fulfill people's words.
Naye ate mwetegefu tuukiriza ekigambo.
But he is ready to fulfill his words.
Joshua esule soka olinyirirwa mwenda.
Joshua 1 verse 9.
Sinze nkulagidde damu amaanyi gumu omwoyo totyanga so teweekanganga kubanga Mukama Katonda wo ali naawe buli gy'onoogenda nga yonna.
Totya teweekanga.
Do not fear, do not be dismayed.
Mirundi emeka gye weekanga mu mutima.
How many times do you get dismayed in your heart?
N'olaba obulwadde obanga bukutte mwana oba ggwe.
And you fear you see sickness capturing you or a child.
Ne weekangirawo ng'olabira ddala olina muntaano bakuziise.
You get terrified and discouraged, it's as if you're buried.
Obano leero n'otakola bulungi ssente.
Or they don't make enough money.
Ku mulimu gwo.
On your work.
Naye ne weeraba ng'oli mwavu nnyo olina ekyalo gy'oli.
You are very poor in the village where you are.
Oli mu kayumba eyo.
And you are in a funny house there.
Nga n'amasepitiko gonna bannange gaddugala.
Even all your sauce pans are dirty.
Omanyi ebirowoozo gye bikutwala eyo.
Where the thoughts take you in that moment.
Ezo ze nkweze weekolera ne sitaani ajja kukutuusaayo.
Those are schemes you make for yourself and the devil will reach you there.
Ate sitaani anyumirwa nnyo abalowooza ebirowoozo ebifu.
The devil enjoys people who think over wrong thoughts.
Ekivaamu nga naye akuloosa ng'oli mu kayumba eyakabi.
What happens it makes you dream while you are in a funny house.
Nga naawe onakuwalira ddala.
Then you to get more sudden.
Kati omutima ogwo omunafu aba agenda kukukulembera mu kutuuke mu mbeera
eyo. Now that weak heart will be leading it to reach in that situation.
Naye jjukira nga bulijjo Katonda abeera yakusuubiza ki.
But remember all along what did God promise you.
Katonda akuwa obugagga obw'omu ggulu.
God keeps you treasures in heaven.
Era ng'omutima gwo guli eyo mu ggulu.
And your heart is right in heaven.
Kiki nnyo obutakuwa bino ebiri wano.
What is like failing him to keep the things of this world.
Bible egamba nti obanga bakitaffe ab'omu nsi.
Bible says if our physical father.
Bayinza okutuwa ebirungi.
They were able to give us good things.
Ne tubasaba emigaati ne batatuwa mu mayinja.
As bread they never gave us stone.
Ne tubasaba ebyennyanja ne batatuwa mu misota.
They asked fish they never gave us serpent.
Ndi kitaffe talisingawo nnyo.
That won't our father do beyond that.
Okutuwa ebirungi.
To give us the good things.
Ebibi abikwa byonna tubisoma tetuganya.
All scriptures read them like that but.
Naye amaanyi gaabyo gaabula.
The strength of those scriptures ceased to be in
us
because of the weak hearts.
Emyoyo egitaweereddwa eri Katonda.
Spiritually I'm not being given up to God.
Era n'amaanyi gaffe nga galina we gawagamidde.
Even our strength got stagnant somewhere.
Omanyi okubanga amaanyi go gali mu sente nnyingi eziri mu nsawo yo.
When your strength is in the much money which is in your pocket.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Nga mutufu buli bw'ozira bawulira nga w'oli.
And truly anytime you see money you feel yourself you're there.
Naye ng'ekizibu.
But the problem.
Kivudde ku mutima gulimu obunafu bwagwo.
From the weakness within your heart.
Asagula nga teziriwo nga kutandika okulowoosa.
It sees money not there it begins to think.
Engeri gy'oli mu kyalo eyo kibye nnyo.
You are in an evil village deep there.
Olina mu kasiisiro eyo.
You are even in a structure of a heart. Sudden in there. And you begin to claim, but Lord, I believe you. God says you're lying, you're not believing me. Many of my honorable words I wrote.
Still
have not meditated upon them in their strength. Right now you've meditated and thought of the weakness upon your heart. Let's hear.
Joshua esule soka onyole kumi.
Joshua chapter 1 verse 10.
Joshua nalyo kalagira abami babantu ngayogera nti muite wakati mulusisira mulagira abantu ngamwogera nti mwetekeretekere mmere kubanga ennaku esatu nga tezinnayita mugenda okusoma kw'omugga guno Yoludaani okuyingira okulya ensi Mukama Katonda wammwe gy'abawa okugirya.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We can reach into the promises of God. First of all, the ones of heaven, like we had 100 in heaven, even on the world 100. We can enter the ones of heaven, even those of the world is possible. What's hindered us much, it's our heart. But the heart has its own schemes. We can study the word here and we all get healed up. Then you feel the strength of that word in that moment. But as you move out there,
then
all vanish from you. All the strength you heard the word through and it finishes in you. And you get to be in what they said, Matthew. These people of four ties. Listen and leave the word right there. Listen, spend with it a few minutes. Others listen and the word dwells within them. But it depends how have you set your heart.
Set
preparation of the heart.
Are
you determined to be the strength of that word? Most people are not like that.
Fusion
of Israel had failed to cross Jordan to Canaan. But the problem is that they started, their hearts got weakened. And they forgot the great things God had done along the way. And they looked at the tall man. And they said, it will not be possible. Till God told them the secret of getting strengthened. And to get more courageous. Many times what we speak on this outwards.
They
support with strength and courage on the outwards. And the mouth is speaking. But the heart is not agreed with the mouth. Speaks things else. And the heart too is on other things. This is Jeremiah 9 verse 8. He says this.
Yeremia esule yomwenda ulinyolo mnana.
Jeremiah 9 verse 8.
Olulimi lwabwe kasale akata. Lwogera ebyobulimba. Wabawa yogera ne munne ebyemirembe na kamwake. Na ya mutega mutima gwe.
Omutima guno mukisimu.
This heart is very hard.
Angulire mirundi mingi.
Let me tell you many times.
Lwogera n'abantu kumimwane batugamba tugenda yimira na mwera
bane. Pick the people and they say we have to stand with you.
Fritichadda mabega.
We are not for retarding.
Era angulire tusazie we byamazima.
I tell you we've decided about truth.
Na inga omutima eri kugamba oyibi byamusazie
we. But the heart is wondering, is that what you've decided?
Wonga akulina akabazi kago.
And the heart has the axe within it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now the things of this heart, you need to learn how to prepare it. It itself has much weakness. You pass through many things and your heart wasn't trained yet in the way of the kingdom of God. It was trained to pass out in the world. So many threatening things, which seemed strong and others which seemed weak. But to be taught the word to get strengthened, the heart wasn't like that. The strength in the word, the heart doesn't know it much. world hears that the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but power and the word. Praise Jesus. Now the heart wasn't trained like that. We used to be in religions and got used to that. Scriptures, we have very few out there. And when we reach salvation, there was no explanation of the scriptures in the details of them. But he told us to enter faith. They had to get strengthened. And you have to believe you're going to get it. Now we got a problem, so we didn't hold the word much. And we didn't be able to meditate upon these words and think through them. Day and night, and you have scriptures within you. Scriptures didn't write themselves in our hearts. They are not even written in our minds. It took you a level to have five scriptures in that your head. And it got to be very hard. Those tried, you had to go back in your Bible every time. To try to get a scripture or two. And you highlight your Bible. And you paint the Bible different colors. Write all things possible. Try to get the scriptures. The problem you thought the brain is what held
it. And
you forgot they were meant to be written in the heart.
This
brain is a desktop, it can be deleted quick. Remember things like on the computer desktop. Many times you can even delete them when you have not intended it. There are folders we open in there, you keep them there. Now the problem. You tried in your understanding. All these scriptures, yet you forgot they were meant to be in the heart.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Just a little time you lost them. They got deleted within you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And you went back, tried on it again. It spends a little time by the many things which come on a human head and they get deleted quick.
That's
why he says these words.
They
have to be written in a human heart. That's why he gets them, fits them in your mind. Begins to think over them. And to plan through them. Let's move on ahead.
Jeremiah 9:9. Silibabonereza olwebyo bwayogera Mukama. Ememe yange teri walana gwanga ku gwanga erifaanana bwe rityo. Nditanula okukaaba amaziga n'okukungubaga olw'ensozi n'okwesasabaga olw'amalundiro ag'omu ddungu, kubanga gookeddwa ne wataba ayitamu so n'abantu ne bawulira okuŋoŋa kw'ente.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Agamba nti ye abantu boogera ku mumwa ku
naye
emitima gyo giri walala
tegirina
pulaani zaazo
munda
era bangi bagamba Yesu
yeebazibwenaye
ng'ali ku kintu kirala
nyo
ate bwe tudda ku basumba b'emirembe
gyeayogeranga
Yesu naye ng'anaabala ddiiru kati ali mu
ddiiru. How is the number of people today?
When I
reach the part of make them so 50, how much do I make? But they are speaking Jesus. What's in the heart, they are on something else.
Even
what they teach on is not what they are on.
Yes, we have zero.
Praise Jesus. But many things are in a human heart.
Yes, we have zero.
Praise Jesus. But what we shall request you, accept Holy Spirit, write these words in your heart that you can get strengthened with the strength of the kingdom of God, the strength and power within the word.
Yes, we have zero.
Praise Jesus.
Speaks much in
2 Corinthians 3.
Verse
1-6.
Agamba bwati.
And he says this.
Bakolinse ekyokubiri esula ya kusatu. Olinya olusooka.
2 Corinthians 3:1.
Tutanula natwe okwetendereza ffeka, oba twetaaga ebbaluwa ng'abalala ez'okutendereza erimwe oba eziva gye muli. Mwe muli bbaluwa yaffe eyawandiikibwa mu mitima gyaffe. Abantu bonna gye bategeera gye basoma.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
When you have
gone in a place to minister,
or you
call a church, or a religion,
always
first see whether on the heart of that time you are there. There are times when it even just sees you.
They
gather out whatever it gathers from you.
And
they don't know how you survive and live.
Always
know you are not in his heart, doesn't know you. You tell them problems, they enter you rather in fasting.
Fast, I need like
200,000 and 100,000.
And they tell
you, go and fast for
myself.
You know they are never and they are not on you.
But
when it reaches in ministry,
the
pastor must be able to hold these people, having them in his heart. And when they get a problem, he feels that.
Yes, he has
praise Jesus.
But
does that know you, neither are you on his heart?
All
on him that is your spiritual father.
Another
day, your spiritual mother.
You
don't know whether even scriptures are written in you. In your heart yourself.
When
they are written in you, you can understand that pastor well.
And
you realize the work they have done in you. And the goodness they have. See that they just know you within words, the offerings and the
tithes.
But in his heart you are not there. For we God tells us that in the real ministration you have to reach when you are written in our hearts. And when you get a problem, you have spoken it, I can feel it. I can understand and have compassion together with you.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. And the other, I have to prove
that
the words I teach in the Holy Scripture, they are written in your hearts.
For
if they are not written there, I may be that I don't even hold you in me. For you too, your heart perhaps are elsewhere. And they don't enter the scriptures of truth.
It seems
even to be hard to strengthen you in truth. Maybe to prepare feasts like food and you eat and I keep you in that situation. And I promise you miracles. Trying to keep you, but you neither hold nor call. After that, you don't have those words written in you. 2 Corinthians 3:3.
Nga mulabisibwa okuba ebbaluwa ya Kristo, ffe gye twamuweererezaamu, etawandiikibwa na bwino, wabula omwoyo gwa Katonda omulamu, si ku bipande by'amayinja, wabula ku bipande by'emitima egy'omubiri.
Yes, he
was praise Jesus.
Buli lwe tusomesa bwe tuti.
Anytime we teach like this,
the
Holy Spirit has to go in the heart and write these words.
These
words we move on to read. If
you're
in the congregation and you've been studying for a long time,
but you've
been beginning to remember these words,
Manjira omuntu yabadde kuweereza toli ku mutima gwe bulungi.
Straight no, the person who has been ministering to you are not on their heart well.
Obanga totegese mutima batakutegese mutima gwe kuyamba kotegeko mutima gwe.
Not help you prepare your heart.
Okusubira okubanga n'omwoyo mtu kuva jakole
to be able to allow the Holy Spirit come right on this word.
Bisobola okufuula owaamaanyi mu Katonda.
Which can make you strengthened in God.
Ate ne Katonda nayongera obuyinza bwe gy'oli.
God too has if authority to you.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Now
we have to be careful of the things. Many times people gather in the different religions.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
But
in the gathering, they never write those scriptures in them.
You
really find a Catholic,
an
Adventist like that? You find a Protestant? The other religions, even the salvation of today, and you find a Muslim, even a Quran,
they
cannot hold things within it, they don't know them.
For
you may find a sheikh knowing a few ayahs in the Quran. Because those people who can write them in the heart.
I don't know what
you're doing. Even the one you are with those prayers is not on that.
They
don't mind whether how you reach in heaven.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So even though you have to be
those things got to be hard for us. And our hearts got to be far from God.
Yes, if
we hold his words to be in us,
the
only way we can draw quick unto him, and our hearts can draw to God quickly, for we appear with the same mindset.
Yes, he has
raised Jesus. When God's words are written in your heart,
you
get the thinking of God in you.
Yes, he has
raised Jesus.
You
get the mindset of God in you. Means now you can pass together. And your heart appears to be like of God. He said one day,
I
have seen a man with a heart like mine.
And
he spoke of King David.
But
how did David do that? How did he dare get a heart like God? He began to get the mindset of God in him.
The
mindset of God to be new passes through the Holy Scriptures.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Endowooza ya Katonda.
The mindset of God.
Kubanga bw'ajogerako bw'ati.
For when he speaks of it like this.
Bakolisi ekyokubiri.
In 2 Corinthians.
Batukozesa Bakolisi ekisooka essuula ey'okubiri.
Let's use 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
Katandika olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri.
Bakolisi ekisooka essuula yaakubiri onyerwa 12.
1 Corinthians 2 from verse 12.
Naye ffe tetwaweebwa mwoyo gwa nsi, wabula omwoyo oguva eri Katonda, tulyoke tutegeere nga Katonda by'atuwa. N'okwogera twogera ebyo. Si mu bigambo amagezi g'abantu bye gayigiriza, wabula Omwoyo Omutukuvu by'ayigiriza, bwe tugeraageranya eby'omwoyo n'eby'omwoyo. Naye omuntu ow'omukka obukka takkiriza bya mwoyo gwa Katonda, kubanga bya busirusiru gy'ali.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Ebigambo bino tubyogera mu magezi
ga Katonda. These words we don't speak them in our wisdom.
Tubyogera mu magezi ga Katonda.
We speak them in the wisdom of God.
Wabula omuntu eyasigalawo nga takkiriza kigambo kya Katonda.
But the person who remained without believing the word of God.
Alabira ddala nga bya busirusiru.
They see that it's simple foolishness.
Bango omutima gwe gukuliddeyo mu busirusiru.
Their hearts have grown up out in foolishness.
Nga tegukulidde mu kigambo kya Katonda.
And they have not grown within the word of God.
Era awakanya endowooza ya Katonda.
And they contend with the thoughts of God.
Bisere bisingira taliraana Katonda na
Katonda. Many times they never near a God even at all.
Wala singa kiriza ebigambo bya Katonda n'ebijjamo ye.
They accept the words of God get in them.
Mu mutima gwe.
Within their heart.
Funa endowooza ya Katonda.
They get the mindset of God.
Nabira n'omutima gwa gw'obwa Katonda.
And they hold the heart of God.
Katonda namwogerako nti ndabye omusajja.
God's peace of sin a man who has a heart like mine. Let's move on here.
Bakolinze ekisooka essuula ya kubiri olinnya lw'ekkumi n'ennya.
1 Corinthians 2:14.
Naye omuntu ow'omukka obukka takkiriza bya mwoyo gwa Katonda, kubanga bya busirusiru gy'ali, era tayinza kubitegeera, kubanga bikeberwa na mwoyo. Naye omuntu ow'omwoyo akebera byonna, naye yennyini takeberwa muntu yenna. Kubanga ani yali ategedde okulowooza kwa Mukama waffe alyoke amuyigirize? Na yefe tulina okulowoza kwa Kristo.
Ouli lengeri gyosobola okufunamu okulowoza.
Do you see how you can get the thoughts and the mindset of God?
And it
tells you have a heart like his. It means this moment. You can ask anything and it happens. For you think together with God through the Holy Scriptures. Not many people under the sun appear like that. Not many have a heart like of God which is determined.
Yes, he has
praised Jesus. For we too send us his word.
Can
get determined, get a boldness and strength like his.
And
if
he
had appeared like that, all long God's strength would have appeared and manifested in us. For we get to hold a heart like his. We can think just as he thinks. How can the people think like God?
Kizibu nnyo kuba bo batolina byandikwa ku ebibye.
For you have no scriptures of God within you.
Tusobola kulowooza nga
you can never think like him.
Oba olowooza muba mulwanagana naye.
You are always fighting with him.
Olina galowooza mu mutima gwe.
Evil thoughts in your heart.
Ensigo yakujjuzaamu.
This world filled them in you.
Bajjajjaabo ne bakitaabo bwe bakuteeka.
Your fathers and your fathers put them and fed
them.
And their thoughts which contend with the ones of God. And their hearts depart from that of God. And they are so weak in the entire life. That's why others look for witchcraft. That they get strength and power. But there's no power within
that.
But they keep with the tension of giving sacrifice.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. But he God
said,
it's possible to get a heart like his when we get his mindset.
And
the words of Christ are written in us. The words of the Most High God.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. We get his mindset. We begin to please him. And he said, I've seen a man
who
holds a heart like mine. How does it please God?
It
is in a heart like of him. How can you dare get it? If you refuse his words to be put within you,
it's
impossible to appear like him. Many people say,
well,
we are made in the image of God.
But
the heart may have perhaps sold us, shifted from the image of God. For it is not thought like him.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Surely
you may have been the image of God. All the parts. But there is the likeness of God which failed you to fulfill. Yet it bases on your heart. And your heart was changed to appear different. And it has no mindset of God.
It,
it never thinks as his word is. It thinks different.
And it
shifts you from the image of God and you appear something different. For when God created us, he made us in his image and in his likeness. Now the likeness can shift you and you never be in the image. The image may be the outward, but the likeness is in you. Even the heart is one of the likeness. If it thinks different,
then
shifted you from the image of God. You appear something different.
Don't
even have a heart like of God. I don't know whether it's an animal you're holding.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Many things can shift you from the image of God.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
But
he tells us if we abide in him and his words abide in us, we can ask everything that has been given us.
According
to John 15:7, if we abide in him and his words abide in us, we ask what we need and has been given us. What causes that? For you have his mindset which passes through his words. Your heart has that mindset of Christ, of the God within it.
And
he says, that child has a heart like mine. I don't know how you thought of that before. For David,
he
has a heart like of God. How your heart appears like of who?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Why
is it not like of God your heart?
Okay,
let's look at those generations. King David has a heart like of God. Hearts of others were like of who? For God did just arise and say,
I
have seen the entire nation of Israel with hearts like of me. Chose out single King David.
Because
his heart was determined when he read something. God has empowered me through this. I'm going with this range. I'm going to strike this man, that Goliath.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. The heart is the
exact.
Holds the word of God with its power.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Some of you are
now with all. God can be with us. And we can be with him. And we are in him. And he too is in us. His words written in our hearts. We can even think like him.
You
had to come out claim you speak the mindset of God. And you can't speak scriptures.
But
the mindset of God is his holy scriptures. Those are what he thinks. That is his counsel. And speak the Holy Spirit. He was together with the prophets. And he spoke what came from God. He said the scriptures, they were not spoken by the wills of the prophets. But they were spoken. And they were led by the Holy Spirit. And they spoke what came from God.
And
we try to show you that the mindset of God, it can be within your heart. And your heart gets to be like the one of God.
This
time you can ask things and they happen. And they come from the strength of the power of God. And you've ceased from the dark evil power. That which asks different sacrifices.
So
let's prepare our hearts. And they get strengthened. And we take out every weakness. But we enter in the power of the word of God. That we can get the mindset of God. Ever since the new covenant began. 2018 years so far. The era of just written about the words ended. But
it
says in the New Testament, people were to be proven to be children of God. And he
too
is their father. They were meant to hold these words in their heart. These are the words of God. Jeremiah 31:31. Let's read then we hear. Jeremiah 31:31.
Laba ennaku zijja bayogera Mukama, lwe ndiragana endagaano empya n'ennyumba ya Isirayiri n'ennyumba ya Yuda, singa endagaano bwe yali gye nalagaana ne bajjajjammwe ku lunaku lwe nabakwata ku mukono okubajja mu nsi y'e Misiri. Endagaano yange eno ne bagimenya newankubadde nga nali mbawasizza, bwayogera Mukama.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Our Father in heaven says, he ever made a covenant with the nation of Israel. But that covenant, they broke it. The problem which happened was like this, that all the scriptures, they left them on the tablet of stone where they had been written. And the rest they left them on the papers.
They
tried much to encourage them, to enter them in their hearts, that they
would
think through them. And it failed. And he said, now let me make a new covenant.
Since
we began a new testament covenant of the Bible, 17 years passed. Don't accept to just read and words never enter our hearts. And they don't get to be in our minds. There we've not moved then in that new covenant.
And
not many people move in the new covenant. Churches claim that in the New Testament of the Church of Jesus. But some of the ways I would have said the conditions, all the laws and the conditions which prove you move in the new covenant, they will never reach them.
For
down here he speaks like this. In Jeremiah 31:33.
Naye eno y'endagaano gye ndiragaana n'ennyumba ya Isirayiri oluvannyuma lw'ennaku ezo, bw'ayogera Mukama. Nditeeka amateeka gange mu bitundu byabwe eby'omunda era mu mitima gyabwe mwendigawandiika, nange nnaabanga Katonda waabwe nabo banaabanga bantu bange.
Kati owulira ekiriwo.
Now you hear what happens.
Nti ebyawandiikibwa bino,
that these scriptures,
yeye agamba mu ndagaano empya,
Paul and said New Testament,
ayagala biwandiike muntu w'omunda,
we want to write them in our inner man,
gwe mwoyo gwo,
that is your spirit,
ne mu mutima gwo,
even in your heart. Now the problem came. Most people say maybe that covenant was with the nation of Israel or with the people of Judah. But that covenant, after the Lord Jesus made it, he told us in Matthew 28:18-20,
he was
given authority in heavens and
earth.
Now go make all nations disciples. That all be entered in that covenant.
Be
written and be taught within it.
Be
written in their heart, in their inner man. Now the question is, how many people move in this new covenant? How many religions are lying here? We've been in the fake salvation out there.
And
you claim you are in a new covenant and you don't know what it means. Even terms and conditions proving you are in that covenant. Don't know of them, you're not in them. I don't know how church has been living in these things.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For God had said, if these words are written in their hearts, even in the inner man, then I will be their God.
For
they will be having a heart like mine. Is it not that? That God, that's why he's been far from us. For things he had told us all, which will make him our God, we had not believed them, and we had not fulfilled them.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
When
he told us in John 8, and he tells, if you hold my word, and you are my disciples, but he reached and said, you don't understand my speech. If my word has no room within you, you are of your father the devil. Now he says, if his words fail to be in your heart, you know, get to know your father. Don't get angered over. God spoke this. Praise Jesus. But we want to help you. To have a father who is a devil to you.
You
have to get a heart like God. It's impossible to get it except his words are within you.
And
you get the mindset of God. You know,
he
tells us Matthew 5,
that
be holy just as I am holy. To get perfected without his words. But the heart may have sold you out.
okusinziira ku nteekateeka gye baagutegekawo.
For the preparation it was prepared.
Abaasooka okutegeka baali bazadde bo.
Those who first prepared you were your parents.
Ate nabo bajjajja bajjajja baabatekera.
And them to their forefathers prepared them.
Ne bajjajja bajjajja abaasooka.
And the forefathers who were before.
Baategekebwa bamalayika abaagwa abayitibwa emizimu gye
were prepared by fallen angels called demons over their clouds.
Naye baabategeka bawakanya ekigambo kya
Katonda. But they prepared them contending against the word of God.
Era kuwanywerera mu bintu by'otamanyi.
And you got strengthened and attached over things you never knew. Ne
bwe badiininga wagikuliramu.
Even if it's a religion, you grew up within it.
Kwetu wamanya nteekateeka zaayo lwaki zaali bwezi.
They found you where its preparations, why they were like that.
Tuli mu biro muwosobola okutuula okukeberika onoonye Katonda ambeera atya naye.
Now we are in the era you can skip, know how I can be with God.
Agambye munjagale n'omutima gwammwe
gwonna. And he tells us, love me with all your hearts.
N'obulamu bwammwe bwonna.
With all your life.
N'amaanyi gammwe
gonna. With all your strength.
Tukakasa okwagalana kuno.
Then we prove this love among us.
Akutte ku mutima mu kiseera kino.
Handle the heart this moment.
Newankubadde oyinza okugamba wakolebwa mu kifaananyi.
Though you claim you're made in his image.
Naye omutima gwandiba nga gwakuggyamu.
The heart may have shifted you from that image.
Kubanga tekulina ndowooza ya Katonda.
Has the mindset of God.
Era tekulinga gwa Katonda.
Not of God.
Yesu yebaza.
Praise Jesus.
Kati awo olutalo olubalusewo.
Now the battle has been waged there.
Okulwanagana n'omutima guno.
To fight with this heart.
Gusobole okubanga ogwa Katonda.
That it can be with the one of God.
Gufune n'endowooza ya Katonda.
That it even gets the mindset of God.
Gusobole okulowooza ebyawandiikibwa byo.
That it can think of these scriptures meditating upon them.
Mufanagane nga endowooza nga y'emu.
That the mindset gets to be the same with that of God.
Yesu yebaza.
Praise Jesus.
Ninga tukyaludde ebiro bingi.
But we've taken a long time not being like that.
Iranga nekifana nkya Katonda twakivaamu.
Even the image of God we were shifted from it long time.
Olwokuba nti ate engeri yo yakyuka.
Because the likeness changed in us.
Kankulage ekigambo ekyo.
Let me show you that word.
Mulubereberye esula eno esooka 26.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 26.
Mulubereberye esula esooka olunyiriri lwa 26.
Genesis 1:26.
Katonda n'ayogera nti kole omuntu mu ngeri yaffe. Mu kifaananyi kyaffe bafugenga eby'omu nnyanja n'ebibuuka waggulu n'ente n'ensi yonna na buli ekyewalula ku nsi. Katonda n'atonda omuntu mu ngeri ye, mu ngeri ya Katonda mwe yamutondera, omusajja n'omukazi bwe yabatonda. Katonda
yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Yabatonda mu kifaananyi ne mu ki
created them in his image and the likeness.
Akati engeri yemanyi okutuggyamu.
Now the likeness knows to shift us.
You
may be here still in the same form, but the likeness which is in you, some of the things which shift you out there, those in you, it's your heart that never appears like the one of God. According to the thoughts within it,
you have
no mindset of God within you.
His
mindset is the Holy Scripture, for they are within you. Praise Jesus. Let's get back to think of that word.
We
shall talk more with the word of wisdom.
Let's
go praise and worship him. And we come back to the schemes of the devils.
Unto
God and his church. God bless you.